It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Scientists make mice wear VR goggles so they can feel what it's like to be attacked by a bird.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
And Haven Real Estate, Kevin.
Okay. Well, we all did it over the weekend, or hopefully we did. You know, anymore, it's just not that fun because the cell phone world makes forgetting about setting your clocks back impossible.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, you could certainly, it'd be easy to forget without the cell phones, but cell phones all go back, so it's like, well.
Yeah, automatic, baby.
I don't feel like a lot of people are forgetting it anymore.
That you might forget to set one.
Oh, for sure.
But you're not going to forget to set all of them because a lot of them just do it by themselves.
Yep. And it was just like, I noticed my car this morning needs to adjust that. And I was like, don't remember how to do it.
You know, it's so
I
funny.
Will. I'll take a second and do it eventually. But
I drove the old clunker today. And all you do is just push the button, boom, and it moves it. And I'm like, thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
just that simple.
Touch it and it changes the hour. And that was it.
Well, according to a recent study, 69% of us are feeling the time change. Americans say shifting the clocks around daylight saving time messes with their mood, energy levels, and ability to focus. But I hear this all the time. And
I do
and
too.
I don't know. The older you are, by the way, the more likely you are to agree. 83% of boomers are feeling it compared to just 54% of Gen Zers.
I don't feel it. It was weird last night to a degree because it got dark so early. That's the only real adjustment is you're like, it got dark at whatever it was, 4:40 or whatever. And you go, by the time it's dark 2 hours and it's still only 6:30, that part is a little weird. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Where you just go, oh, gosh, it's only 6:30. It feels later than that. But I don't know if that affects anything other than that one comment, and then you just kind of move on with it.
I thought that I don't know if I read this or if I heard this somewhere, but I heard something like it takes 7 or 9 days to fully adjust.
I heard that too.
To the new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You didn't make it up, Steve.
Okay. All right. Where did you hear that?
I don't remember where we heard that.
Okay.
I think we might have been in the same room at the same time.
Were we? Did we hear it in Kevin's news?
Guys, I think I said it.
Probably can't be true then.
Is that right? Okay.
57% of parents say shifting the clocks has a significant impact on their children's sleep pattern. That one I could get.
Yeah, just because.
If you're real disciplined about the sleep pattern with the kids. That is a little, like, okay, they normally go to bed at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, but now you're actually trying to put them to bed.
Yeah, I mean, also, there's no way a kid has any clue you've even adjusted the clock.
No, they don't have a clue about the clock, but their bodies still know. Also, in the medical world, they claim there are more heart attacks and medical events, the week after daylight saving time, because it's just enough of a change that it gets people's bodies out of rhythm.
Like missing your game in the AAU days or whatever it was, get there an hour early.
Oh, man.
Remember those days?
Yeah, those days I do remember, Jay.
It's always that one player that kind of had that messed up.
Yeah. That's why I just picked them all up.
At least in the fall, they were early.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm going to pick you all up. I will admit, for the first time in a long time, I had a little moment where I was like.
Did you get emotional?
Yeah, I missed that.
Did
I was
you
like,
cry?
I miss it. It was Buval.
Yeah.
Buval, you know, the AAU tournament that takes place around Halloween weekend. I think it was last weekend.
Usually right after, yeah.
Yeah. And I saw some pictures of it, and I just thought, oh, man, I kind of miss Boo Ball. I mean, I used to miss it a lot right after the kids were gone, of course. But it's been a while since it got to me. But I did get a little emotional where I was like, Oh, man, those you can always go
watch
times.
The games, you know. You can always
Jay,
go do
and
that.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
And here was the weird part.
Why don't you volunteer to referee or something?
No.
Scorekeeper?
I don't miss it that much. Okay. A scorekeeper would be fun.
Yeah, because it's a close game, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I was just like, oh, and you know who it was. I was trying to remember who the kid was. But it was Derek Dice's family.
Okay, sure.
And I saw Derek Dice the other day walking into the station.
Double D.
And he was just wearing like some workout clothes. He was here for a meeting.
Okay.
I'm going to just tell you, he didn't want to be here.
Well, it was a meeting in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, he signed me up, you know.
And the other news anchor, Kristen O'Connor, she was here.
Right.
She had her kid with her.
Okay.
So it was like that middle of the day. This is not what we normally do, but we have to have a meeting.
Right.
And
I bet it was fun, though.
I just looked at it. I was like, Derek, you're kind of a stud. He kind of was. He just was one of those. And I thought, ah, man. And then you got the kids in AAU. You really got life going on right now.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you getting
emotional again?
I feel like,
I was just like, I remember that. Those were good times. And I hope he's having fun.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Enjoy it. Even on those days where it's horrible.
Yep, those days too.
I did have that conversation the other day with Nicole, who works at the coffee shop. She was saying how they were going to Lewiston, maybe, for a basketball tournament.
Okay.
And she's like, I feel like it's one of those that we have no business playing in. You know, it's one of those.
Sure.
Where it could just be a really long weekend for the girls. She goes, but my daughter doesn't care. She just wants to go have fun and be part of it. And I'm like, yeah, hey, well, that works out good.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's a lot better than the kid who is miserable because we lost and everybody else is an idiot.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I know what I'd be doing.
What would you be doing?
Oh, I guarantee you I'd be plowing a field.
Hmm. Oh.
I'd be, just getting the crops ready.
Kevin James.
What do you think you would have been doing in 1889?
Telling you, hey, you're doing a great job plowing that field, Kevin.
Okay, very good. You would be my boss. That makes sense.
Yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story is brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
How long can we really live as human beings? Let's be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is what a group of scientists and researchers have done with a biotech firm in Singapore. They've gotten together. They also worked with people at the Cancer Center in New York. And a lot of smart people got together and started analyzing all the data, medical data, using AI, assessed factors like illness, impact, lifestyle, the body's resilience, and recovering from damage.
Whoa.
Their findings suggest that the body's recovery abilities will probably limit human life to between 120 to 150 years old.
Goodness. Wow.
Marking a potential lifespan ceiling of 150. Yeah.
Yikes.
Although, yikes. They say, they do warn, drug developments aiming to slow aging and potentially extend life.
Okay, yeah.
Could perhaps bump it up to around 200 years. Such lifespans are unlikely to become common anytime soon.
I would imagine, yeah.
But look for more and more of the, 120s.
Will that complicate anything, do you think?
Well, I would imagine, when would it, you couldn't take Social Security until you were 110?
Yeah, something like that.
If you wanted the full Social Security.
Yeah, if you wanted full, yeah. I mean, you can go early and get a portion.
Seems great.
Yeah, it does.
What a great life.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you're, you're healthy and you're doing good.
That's the whole thing, yeah.
It is wild to watch. And I guess maybe I think of celebrities because those are the people you see.
Certainly, yeah.
that are in their, you know,
well, you late get the announcement, 70s, yeah.
80s, mm-hmm. whatever it is. Willie Nelson at 91.
Right, but yeah.
You see them and you go, wow, okay, what they're doing at that age is very different than what people were doing 15, 20 years ago.
Sure, yeah.
At that age.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you do kind of see it.
Changes all the time. Yeah.
This could, things could really get different. Like, Jay, I could see you 110 easy.
110, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's probably what I would
96?
Also weigh.
96? 90?
My mother's 94, yeah.
94.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in the genes somewhere if that's actually a thing. Now, my grandmother was 94 or 93-ish, yeah. Somewhere in there. Yep.
Impressive.
Yeah.
It really
And that
is.
Was not my mom's mom either. So it's technically on both sides. And again, I don't know if that's something you inherit.
I think you do. Yeah, I think it's important. The genetic game is a big part of it.
Sure. I mean, it can't hurt. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Well, I was just watching an interview with Tommy Lee, legendary Motley Crue drummer.
Yeah.
Talking about how much he drank and all the stupid things they did for many, 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 many years.
Sure.
He claims
he's in his 60s, I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay.
He claims that he would drink 2 gallons of vodka a day.
Oh, wow. How's he alive?
Doesn't seem possible.
No, it does not.
And then, of course, did all the other things.
Steve doesn't even drink 2 gallons of water in a week.
No. And then anything else you could put in your body, he put in his body. And he said, then we all just got together as a group, Motley Crue, and we were like, dudes, we got to stop or one of us is just going to drop dead.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Like, we got to stop. And so they did, changed his life, you know, whatever, not doing all the stuff anymore.
Yeah.
But when you look at him, too, other than, you know, just a rock star look, but if you look at him, you go, no, dude, you look pretty healthy. And he's like, yeah, I went in and got a full body scan, and they were like, this doesn't make sense. You were completely healthy. There's no way.
That's so weird. There's
no way your body should be healthy. And you are.
Just defying science.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it happens. Again, it's not the norm nor recommended, but...
No. I wouldn't test the theory.
I wouldn't test the theory.
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
It is crazy, yeah.
So some genetics, I think, obviously probably helped there.
I've heard a lot of people say, I would never live, I would want to live to blank. You know, they throw out a number, which is kind of weird, but because then what happens if you live past that? Then are you mad?
No, hopefully you change your mind, right?
As you approach it?
Yeah.
You think maybe you change it? Like, Steve, how long?
If you didn't.
How long do you want to live, Steve? Like, I'd love to live to the ripe old age of...
Ooh, that's a tough question. I don't know. I've never really thought of a number.
We're just going to say that you have all your faculties and you're not in a ton of pain. Because, you know, that's what people always say. Well, I mean, if my brain's still around and I don't, you know, I'm not in a bunch of pain. Well, yeah, we'll give you that.
Okay. I would say, you know, 100 because...
Seems like a good figure.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good... Yeah, that's a good number.
Kevin?
Yeah, and I think so many people would be like, oh my God, he's 100. He's so small for his age. But I do think being really small helps you as well.
To live longer?
Circulation. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. It's kind of like those little dogs that just live to like they're 20.
Well, Jay, with...
Thank you for comparing me to...
You know, all things considered... You know, with my heart failure and all this stuff, like the reality, like I got to be somewhat realistic.
110?
I'm not going to be able to say 100. I'm not going to be able to say 90.
I mean, you can.
I can, but yeah. I'm also, that would be, well, I would be some sort of miracle.
Hey, you and Tommy and Lee could be a miracle of science.
And I could be.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like that's where it's headed. So I would be pretty happy with...
Like 51?
If I could get to like 77.
77?
I think that would be pretty amazing.
It's a great number.
I'd be pretty happy with that.
I think that's also pretty average.
Oh, yeah.
I think it is for a man.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah. And if not, then 69.
I'm going to go a buck and a quarter.
125?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's a father-son business.
Oh, nice.
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah.
We call that a family business.
Father and son business.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Beat the Showtime brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters, playing for a $25 gift card to Indaba. We say hello to Jeff. What's happening?
How we doing, boys?
How are you doing?
Good, man. Just came back from Seattle, went to the Husky and Seahawk game. Good weekend.
Wow.
Oh.
Jeez.
How is that Seahawk game in person?
I mean, you know how Seattle fans are. They're crazy, but it was frustrating and good and then frustrating.
Yeah, it was right. Such a roller coaster where it was like, oh, this is the most awesome.
I mean, the fourth quarter was insane. I mean, there had to be, when they scored there late, it had to be just one of those you're like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? What a comeback.
Yeah, no, it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, good. That sounds like a fun weekend.
Yeah.
What? So did you get home last night then, late, or how did, I was trying to figure out what time the game ended.
Yeah, what time did we roll in? Probably around 8:30, 9.
Oh, not terrible. Not bad. Okay. Not bad. And no snow in the pass?
Nope, just a little bit, like dusting, but nothing snowing as current. So
that's awesome. Well, good deal.
Yeah, it was good.
Well,
glad you guys going to the Zags game tonight?
I am not going. No, Kevin, are you going to the Zags game?
I am not going to go. No,
Steve,
I'm watching it on TV.
Yeah, watching TV. Well, 8:30 start is a late tip for us. I don't know.
It's kind of one. That's past your bedtime.
Yeah, but really, seriously.
It's done by 10:30-ish. It's not terrible.
I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, by the time I got home from the game, it would be like at least 11:15.
Sure. No, for sure, going to the game is worse.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. All right, Jeff, let's do it here. Matthew McConaughey is the category. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
Kev.
Okay, Kevin. Okay. All right, 60 seconds for the 7 questions, and then just pass if you get stuck. Okay, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go.
Alrighty, question number 1. Matthew was on the TV show True Detective. What network is that show on?
Oh, gosh. CW.
During high school, Matthew spent a year living in Australia. What season is it in Australia right now?
It is summer.
Matthew was in the movie Magic Mike. Who was Magic Mike in the film?
Channing Tatum.
Closest to, how old is Matthew McConaughey turning this year or today? He's having a birthday.
52.
Matthew is a big University of Texas fan. What is their mascot?
They are the Longhorns.
Who was Matthew's co-star in the movie The Wedding Planner?
J-Lo.
Matthew co-owns a soccer team in Austin. What color flag in soccer means a player is ejected from a game?
Red.
Did we get through all the questions?
Is that it already? Wow. Yeah. That's nicely done, Jeff. Kevin! Wow, good job. Got through them, buddy. That's impressive. Yeah, Kevin goes, that was fast. See? Even he knows. All right, hold on, and we'll see how Kevin does with his version. Same questions in a very similar sounding 60 seconds. Kevin, you know the rules. Pass if you get stuck, and I wish you mediocre luck.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mediocre. Matthew McConaughey was on the TV show True Detective. What network is that show on?
Ooh, I almost said True TV, which seems too obvious. That is an HBO Max.
During high school, Matthew spent a year living in Australia. What season is it currently in Australia?
Summer.
Matthew was in the movie Magic Mike. Who was Magic Mike in the film?
Channing Tatum.
Closest to, how old is Matthew McConaughey turning this year? He has a birthday today.
Oh, wow. 54.
Matthew is a big University of Texas fan. What is their mascot?
The horns? I mean, like a longhorn?
Who was Matthew's co-star in the movie The Wedding Planner?
Jennifer Lopez.
Matthew co-owns a soccer team in Austin. What color flag in soccer means a player is ejected from a game?
That is the old dreaded red flag.
Steve, it's actually a card, too. It's not a flag.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's why I didn't get it.
I mean, honestly, I don't know what happened there, but
I'm recovering from sickness.
Yeah, he's under the influence of cold medication, so we can't really tell what's happening.
No one really knows for sure.
No, they do not. Oh, the old red flag.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like
it's not like it's a date for you. It's not like there's red flags. There's
black flag.
Easy.
Yeah, that's more racing, you know, than it is
black card. To eject someone from a soccer game. Well, I know there's yellow, but you have to get a couple yellows before you get ejected, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two. But we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get to the cards and the flags.
All right. Well, it's important. The first one's important because there was a lot of duplicate answers. So let's see how we do here.
Okay. Matthew was on the TV show True Detective. What network is that show on?
So did you ever with CW? Kevin went with Max.
HBO. So.
Yeah, HBO Max is what I said. That is what I said. Rewind the tape.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, so chill, Steve, with your little...
he seemed very, very...
And it's the same thing. Max and HBO, they just changed the name to Max.
Okay.
But when it ran on that network, it was HBO Max.
All right.
There we have it.
During high school, Matthew spent a year living in Australia. What season is it currently in Australia?
Everybody said summer.
It's spring right now.
I almost wondered.
Yeah. 1-0. Still Kevin.
September, October, November is spring for them. Hmm. Matthew was in the movie Magic Mike. Who was Magic Mike in the
Channing
film?
Channing Tatum for everybody.
Yep, very nice.
2-1.
Closest to how old is Matthew turning this year? He's celebrating a birthday today.
Kevin went with 54 and Jeff went with 52.
Would you believe he's 55?
Oh, Kevin with a point. Dang. 3-1. Oh. Jeez.
Matthew is a big University of Texas fan. I think he went there, too. What is their mascot?
Jeff knew Longhorns right off the bat. Kevin kind of wiggled his way through it and ended up with Longhorns. So, yeah, I would imagine that still counts as a point, 4-2.
Yeah. Who is Matthew's co-star in the movie The Wedding Planner?
Everybody got J-Lo.
J-Lo is correct. Here's where we have the controversy.
5-3.
Matthew co-owns a soccer team in Austin. What color? Yeah, you are absolutely correct. It is a card, not a flag.
Right.
Soccer means a player is ejected from a game.
Everybody said red.
Yeah, looking for red on that.
Yeah, red. So Kevin really did well. There's six correct answers, Kevin. Jeez, wow.
Louise.
I mean, just because you don't know what season it is in Australia, I can't really say, you know, you didn't play well. Unfortunately, Jeff, that means he edged you out there. But you know what? You could still get back through and get that $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. What number would you like to be?
Let's go 8.
8 it is. Okay, buddy, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it, man.
Yep, good to hear from you.
Yeah, have a great day, bud. All right, there you go. Caller 8-509-441-0999. It's kind of funny. He said, good to hear from you, as if we had called him.
That's what I was just going to ask. Steve, did you call Jeff?
Maybe by accident. I'm sick.
It was
sick.
A nice thing to say.
It was a great thing to say.
Yeah, but it was that weird one where it was like, wait, did we call him?
I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still, it counts. I understand what
I'll
you're saying.
I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
His voice is marvelous, by the way.
Okay, that made it weird.
Do you not hear the man's voice?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He goes, somebody just microwaved fish downstairs.
Kevin James.
By the time you hit the top of the stairs, you're like, oh, man, no. Absolutely not.
Oh, did you smell it? I didn't smell it.
Yeah, lose your microwave privileges. Immediately wanted to just pop some popcorn to try to outdo it, you know?
Oh, to cancel out the smell.
Yeah, just to make it.
Yeah, and I don't know.
The great equalizer. I don't know if that would do it.
Does that work or does it just somehow make it worse?
Fish popcorn.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
We thought about developing fish hot dogs because, you know, we were trying to figure out a way to make it healthier. You know, we were going to make a lot of money on that. This is years and years, decades ago, maybe even.
Yeah, we wanted kids to eat fish more frequently, you know, without the breading on them and all that stuff.
It's supposed to be healthy. So then you think fish popcorn is a good option then or no?
Fish popcorn.
Mm.
Only if you put barbecue sauce on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't figure out how that one's going
to
work.
Terribly, I would imagine. Sounds bad.
I have to change something that I said was the best part of my weekend. It really was. My granddaughter, you know, crawling up on my bed and snuggling
with
me. Yeah,
cuddling your granddaughter is pretty good.
Hard to beat. But I also had a piece of salmon that my mom brought home from Uncle Rick's. They went over, went fishing, Puget Sound.
Nice.
And caught these fish. And Jay, this thing was so thick. How thick was it?
Oh. Try it again.
You never miss that.
I tried. I know, but so I was trying to not derail you because there was multiple things I wanted to ask. I was just trying to sit by patiently.
Uh huh. No, but this fish was so thick.
How thick was it?
It was so thick. I thought it was a cow.
Hey-oh.
It was beautiful. What a beautiful piece of
never
fish.
Frozen fish.
I know it was frozen.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because she brought it home weeks ago.
Okay, yeah.
That
makes sense.
It has been frozen in the in the freezer. I have one more piece that I'm going to thaw and eat, and I'm so excited for it because, dang, it was good.
See, I don't really even know. I say never frozen like I think it would matter. I don't even actually know if it would matter. I act like, oh, geez,
I don't know.
Frozen?
Here's what happened with this one.
Oh, my gosh, how could you even eat it then?
You know about fish.
This one was caught in the water.
No way.
Now, Uncle Rick used to clean. Listen, Jay, I'm giving you the process.
Wait, let me slow
caught
it, slow
in
it
the
down.
Water
caught
by my mother with her own hands.
Oh, my gosh, no.
No, she caught it with her own hands.
She caught it without a pole.
Yes.
Or a lure or a hook.
She just reached down and grabbed them.
Yep. What do they call that? Hand fishing.
Yep, noodling.
Noodling, correct.
And she gets it in the boat. They take it back to the little boat people, the dock. Uncle Rick used to clean all the fish, but I noticed something interesting, and I think this means he didn't clean them.
Okay.
It said on the wrapper of the fish.
Caught in water.
No, it says R-A-H, which would be his, you know, Richard Allen Hart.
Oh, okay.
And so those are his initials. And so I thought, so maybe he just now, he's getting older. Why would you want to clean the fish?
Right.
Maybe he just has.
It's possible,
when they get up to the shore, they clean them.
Yeah.
They wrap them. They seal them in the bags for you so you can
I could see it, yeah.
In the plastic. So, I mean, it goes from that to an ice chest,
mm-hmm,
to my freezer. That right. feels pretty fresh.
Yeah, no, very. I don't even know why I was asking. That's why I didn't want to ask right away, because I didn't want to derail you.
See, you got me derailed.
I know.
Yeah. You know, he has the same initials as my brother.
R-A-H?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is your brother's middle name?
Adam.
And he's a Richard too, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Do they call him Rick?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Steven.
Oh, no.
Come on, Steven.
Oh, no. But I started thinking, and I realized how dumb I am about fish.
How dumb are
because
you?
Because I was going to say,
are we not doing it for that?
Man, that was a really good piece of king salmon or whatever.
Right.
And then I thought, well, wait, I don't even know what kind of salmon they're catching in the Puget Sound.
Oh.
Puget Sound salmon. Let's see what the old internet says. Chinook, also known as king salmon.
Boom, yeah, okay, so let's go.
I do think that's what it was.
No coho?
Chum, also known as the dog salmon. No, it wasn't chum. My mom doesn't mess with chum. Coho, these salmon are often found in the top 50 feet of water. Well, that could be if she caught it with her hands. Mm-hmm. Kind of. It did look like the coloring, though, looked more like the Chinook. These salmon,
if you caught a coho salmon on Christmas, would it be a ho-ho coho?
Yes, it would.
All right.
These salmon, the pink salmon, are often found in the depths 40 to 80 feet below
the
surface.
There's no way your mom was fishing that far, that deep. There's no way.
Well, yeah, unless she was dropping her dealio.
Right, because she said she was hand fishing.
I know.
Or as you like to say, noodling. Now, you said you were also, you originally said that the best part of your weekend was cuddling your granddaughter.
Yeah.
Which is like canoodling. So you said your noodling was better than canoodling?
I don't know. I was just so impressed with that piece of fish.
You're a
piece of fish. Now, the other one looks a little thinner, and it may not be that great. I mean, it's still going to be good, but it just, I was like, dang, that's a thick fish.
How thick was it?
That baby got back. It was like a Sir Mix-a-Lot fish in the Puget Sound.
Wait, was that delayed?
No, you're still good.
Uh-oh.
You're still on it. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Was that the stat?
I know the stat was something different. It was 37% of us feel like we're in a rut socially. The Big 99.9 Coyote. We can talk about that later.